Hello there. This is CSW, creator of Incarnation Red. If you enjoy Incarnation Red and want to help keep it going, support the show on Patreon via the link listed in the episode notes down below. In return, you'll receive a variety of perks ranging from a monthly Q&A / horror gaming livestream to a chance of having a mini episode made based off of you and your fears released on the main RSS feed for everyone to hear. Additionally, all patrons receive access to an exclusive patron-only Discord server where you can chat with fans and myself, watch live streams of pre-release episode editing, and join in on regular horror movie nights. I rely on your support to keep the show going, so any amount, no matter how small, will help me bring you more scary stories more often. Link is in the episode notes down below. Additionally, if you are a fan of audio drama podcasts in general and want early access releases plus bonus content from Incarnation Red, absolutely sign up for Apollo Plus, a creator-owned platform where every subscriber helps audio fiction creators for just $10 a month. You can think of Apollo Plus almost as the Netflix of audio dramas, offering exclusive content, ad-free and early access releases, behind-the-scenes content, supercuts, and a whole lot more, all by supporting the creators you already know and love. With Apollo Plus, 70% of the revenue goes directly to us creators and provides all of us, both creator and listener, with a place to enjoy the shows we love, such as Afflicted, 13, and of course Incarnation Red, and a whole lot more. And of course, Hemophobia, my upcoming horror podcast, will be there too, so join Apollo Plus through the Apollo Podcasts app or by going to apollopods.com/plus, that's P-L-U-S. Incarnation Red is a horror anthology podcast, and thus contains material not suitable for all audiences. All content warnings can be found in the episode notes down below.
You don't want to go in there all by yourself, do you?
Incarnation Red.
This episode is brought to you by patron Natalie White. Natalie, thank you very much for your continued support of the show, and I hope you enjoy this one. Episode 31. Piper. I hear it from my window. I rise, walk over to it, open the window. It fades. I close the window. I go back to bed, slip back in the sheets. I open my eyes, look at the ceiling. I look down at the foot of my bed, look around my room, try to see through the darkness. Try to see what shapes the darkness forms. The next night I hear it again. I rise, walk to my window, stop. Turn around, leave my bedroom, go down the hallway, through the living room, out the back door. And I look. For the source of that sound, that piping. I step off the back porch, survey the unlit yard, find nothing. In a big city, there's no shortage of strange sounds at night, but not usually this far north, not usually in this neighborhood. And in a sense, it seems faint, but it does not seem distant. It seems close. Very close, and yet I can see nothing, especially not this late at night. I walk further out, into the trees, into the forested patch between my house and the rest of the neighborhood, but there's nothing. Nothing I can see, at least. I haven't stopped hearing it. If anything, it's closer. I head back to my porch, go back inside. I start back toward my bedroom, stop, stand still. I turn around, go back into the kitchen. I walk from one corner of the room to another, stare at the fronts of kitchen cabinets. I circle back around, stare at the window, then go back. Back from one corner to another, touching the counter, walking fervently. I just can't really lay back down now. I feel restless, antsy. Guess I accidentally woke myself up fully, and now I can't go back to resting mode. I'm wide awake, walking around and around in the kitchen, without really knowing why. After a while, I go back to bed, tired or not. I go to turn the lights off, but then realize I never turned them on in the first place. I go down the hallway, back into my bedroom. The next morning, I'm tired enough that I need to make sure it doesn't happen again that night. Clearly, I can't be walking around the backyard and kitchen every night just because I'm hearing things. It's no way to be. I brew myself some tea, nighttime tea, to help me sleep. I drink two cups before bed while sitting in the living room, winding down. I look into the teacup. I look at my reflection, rippling on the surface. And that night, it's louder. Or closer. It's become somewhat difficult to tell the difference. I mean, how do you gauge the proximity of the sound? Just by the proximity of whatever's making it. I throw the covers from my body, walk out of my bedroom, down the hallway, through the living room, door. Backyard. Backyard, and I am searching again. Going out from the porch, into the trees. Into the trees to find the source of that piping, that strange noise. A noise I can't even begin to recognize, don't even know what it could be, and yet it's here. You're so close. I hear it behind me. I turn, go toward it. It's louder, closer. I'm getting closer, and there are fireflies. Little green glints of light here and there. They make lazy circles around me. They meander through the trees. I don't really pay them too much mind, just focus on tracing the sound, now to my left, past another tree, as if this patch of forestry in my yard has expanded into an entire forest. A forest full of fireflies. There's even more of them now, not really swarming, but gathering. It's like they're trying to find the source of the sound too. And it feels like we've nearly found it together. I find a spot where the piping radiates. Sounds the clearest, the purest, the most beautiful. A place where the sound has a staggering purity. In a sense. tones exchanging place with one another in a way almost familial. Bright and clarion like a song. Like a hymn. The fireflies joined me in dozens, crowding and wisping around. And if I found it, I... guess I don't know what to do now. Though it does feel like... It does feel like there... Like there is... Something to do. Something to be done. I can get a little closer. Come closer. Start to feel numb. Or perhaps, with my senses taken away, given new senses in return. Walking in the middle of the road, and I don't know where I am. I'm just standing in the middle of a residential street, in the middle of the night. It's a moment or two before I recognize it. It's a road in my neighborhood. Looking around, I can see that I'm a couple blocks from my house. So I turn back around and go home. There is nothing else to be done. The next morning, I take it easy. It's a weekend. I have room to get some rest. I take the time I just need to remind myself who I am. I'm not sure why those are the words that come to mind, but they do. I'm not wandering around the trees in my yard looking for nothing. I'm not walking in the middle of the road after midnight. And whatever happened between those two things, I'm not that either. I'm a simple man with a simple life. I don't need anything beyond that. Whatever it is. So what was it then? What was the sound in the end? I don't know. It could have been a variety of things. Could have been the L train having to reverse on the tracks for maintenance. Although I can't normally hear it this far north. Still, could have been. Could have been construction someplace far off. There's rarely a shortage of that. Even some kind of electrical disturbance between houses, telephone poles, interference. Doesn't matter. I'm sitting. Cup of tea in my hand. I've made good on the day. Spent my time doing things that make me be. Working out, calling my friends, getting the house tidied up. And now I'm sitting with a cup of tea and looking into its surface again. Looking at my face. I think I can hear it. Maybe. Or... I don't hear it. I look out the window into the backyard. Nothing to hear. Though this many times hearing it, it's becoming difficult to tell if it's something I hear. Or if it's something I feel. And if that's the case, how would I even know? I feel many things. Many things, and it's not like I know what they all are. But I feel it. And I think I hear it too. But that doesn't mean anything. It just means the same explainable sound as happening again. And I... My back kind of aches. Not sure why. Gotta just keep on doing what I'm doing. Sitting and sipping tea. Regardless of whether I ache all over. Doesn't change. It's not like going out and rambling around the backyard again will result in less pain. Definitely not less pain. I sip the tea. It's still quite hot. As I lower it, I look into the surface. Sure, if I see my reflection, but I'm not really looking for it. Instead, I'm just looking at the liquid, then looking at my other hand. Looking at it because it is moving. And I don't know why it is. So I watch it do so. Lift casually from the armrest, fingers dangling limp. Then lowering into my tea. The fingers stay in the tea. The hand will raise no matter how many times I tell it to do so, and so I don't. I don't tell my hand to raise. I let it stay where it has gone. I feel the pain, yeah. I feel it more and more. I feel it until it feels me. Until it becomes a part of me. Until the pain is with me like another self. Another me. I've always felt pain. Haven't we all? But what is it to know the pain? To know it not as a sensation, but as a truth. Going into my hand from the burns, just as much as it comes from my hands. Into him. Cutting into me and coming out of me, is there really, truly, a difference? Or am I just bathed in it, covered in it like a fountain of blood? My blood, his blood, all blood, because true pain,
True Pain doesn't keep track.
True Pain. True Pain makes hurt out of everything. Out of everyone.
Those who deal it suffer it. And those who suffer it
deal it.
Because I was wrong. I've but one self. There is no other me.
There is no me. I let it consume me. I let it become me. I invite it in.
It invites me out. The back door. I have risen and gone toward it before I can even register it. And I am in the trees even sooner than that. In the trees basking. Basking in its sonic glow. Refracted through those green little fireflies like lingering embers of suffering. They give to my eyes what the piping gives to my ears, and my still burning fingers gives to me. The truth. Blood soaked. Coming apart. Cracking and shredding and splintering apart like bones bent back, made into bits and fragments all flooded together in a bout of blood, and showering over me like an anointment. Healing my eyes of the blindness they suffered by not suffering at all, and now opening to a new world. A world covered in red, red, red. And here I am to live in it, to walk among it, to make of it my home, and my identity. And now, with this truth almost sentient, here to give me my new self, to write my new name, the piping is so easy to understand, so beautiful to hear, and so much easier to find. I am holding something in my hand. I am standing behind many bushes. I am looking at a house. At someone inside a house. Silhouetted in the light, he walks. Walks from one room to another. And softly I can hear him talking as if to someone else or to himself. His voice, it raises something in me, raises in me an impulse. And I am holding something in my hand. A kitchen knife. I look down at it. I look behind me. I look back to the man in the house. And it feels as if my next action will be a decision. A determination of what I don't know. All I know is that behind me is my house, and in front of me is him, is the light of his house, and the darkness he blots upon it. In front of me is something to be done.
My neighbor, I just
want to see him. To know him. I've come to know so much tonight. And I don't know who he is. Don't I get to know? Don't I get to see who he is? Meet him as my fellow man? Come to know him closely? Know him in a way he will never know anyone else? What could be more valuable than that? And this exchange of the truest thing I've ever known, and that he will ever have the privilege of knowing. And won't our communion be all the truer for it? Don't I get the privilege of hearing his voice, of finding out what he's saying, maybe learning something from him, and then maybe teaching him something. All this I have to show him. All this I have to share with him and see how it will treat him. See how it will help him open his eyes. For they are so closed. They are so closed all the way from here. I can feel the shutting of his eyes. I can feel the faltering of his voice. Blindness of his speech. I can taste the blood on his tongue. I move myself forward. Crunch through the bushes. Move toward the house and stop. There are people. They stop as I move through the brush. They turn. Look at me. I look at them. I turn and flee. I throw myself on the ground. My face, my filthy face. I rip the soil from the world and swallow it. I spread its filth about me and tarnish this body of mine. I hold not his face. I shred not his body. I taste not the makings of his blood, the precious and feverish stone. I taste only the pain inside of me. For it is so much more than me. The pain is so much more than me, so much more than I am. Floods me out of my own veins. It pushes me from my mind. It bursts out of me like a flood, shattering a dam. It crowds me from my body, or else buries me within it. It buries me inside it. While it does with me all it knows to do, to hurt me, to hurt him. For if I cannot hurt him, then it will hurt me. I must take him.
Must take him with me.
I must drown him in the tide of blood and end all of this.
thus complete what is left unfinished inside of me, and make manifest, make permanent, this blood-soaked, red-flooded world that is my home. It must be his. I must make it his, or else be broken into nothing. I must break. I crouch beneath the window. I crane my head and look up into it. He walks, passes by it, stops. He looks down. He sees me. They called the police when they saw me. And the police see me too. They have come to take me. They have come to rob me of the pain. But instead, the pain raises my hand. Raises my knife, and with my other hand, tears off the front of my shirt, and digs the knife into my chest, into the body that it owns, dragging its blade across it in the shapes of letters. D. W. Y. E. R.
Incarnation Red is created, written, narrated, and edited by CSW. The opening theme was written and performed by Annika Hansen. All music and sound effects used in this podcast are created in-house from scratch. For more information and regular updates, follow me on Twitter at CSW_horror or visit my website CSWhorror.com or like the show's Facebook page, Incarnation Red, as always spelled R-E-A-D. For behind-the-scenes looks and other scary content, you can follow me on TikTok or you can follow me on Instagram at Incarnation Red. Thank you for listening.